Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to check in with Nasreen with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Good morning, Nasreen.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you today?
Doing great. Now, Nasreen, we've chatted many times before, but now on a weekly basis, you and I are going to be chatting about all the great things happening at Stratford Perth Humane Society, which is a great thing. So let's get right to it. We have got, well, summertime coming up, but unfortunately, we've also got something else to worry about, tick season as well.
With the nicer weather finally here and more people getting outside for walks with their pets, you will definitely see some ticks around. Our staff recently found this really nasty little fella on one of our animals, so I was just thinking we could offer some tips to pet owners. Speak to your vet about tick prevention methods, of course. If you're going out for walks, check your pet for ticks after every walk, and even if they're going outside into your yard just for a little bit, mow your lawn regularly because ticks are absolutely fans of long grassy areas.
Yeah, it is tricky with tick season, but as you mentioned, you know, it's sometimes difficult or not easy to avoid ticks, but the big thing is to check your pet for ticks. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and you know what? If you do find a tick on your pet, be sure to contact your vet because it needs to be removed as soon as possible because ticks can carry Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases.
Okay, great tips right off the bat there with Nasreen with Stratford Perth Humane Society. And speaking of which, with summertime and hot weather, we've already been hitting some you know, fairly high Humidex readings already. Pets and hot weather.
Even, Jamie, on fairly mild days with the car parked in the shade and with windows down, cars can quickly reach unsafe temperatures. And animals, especially dogs and cats, really have a limited ability to sweat. So even a short time in a hot environment can be life-threatening. So if a dog is showing signs of a heat stroke, which is excessive panting, drooling, is listless, or unconscious, getting prompt vet medical treatment is vital. So if you see a pet that needs help, please contact your local police or provincial animal welfare services at 1-8-339-ANIMAL. You can also visit our website at kwsphumane.ca if you're looking for additional information.
Okay, but as you mentioned, not even just the hot weather, even, you know, fairly mild weather, because those vehicles can warm up so quickly, much faster than you think.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's also our Pet of the Week. And Nasreen, who are you spotlighting today?
Well, we're going to spotlight Skipper again. This poor fella has been here with us since last year. He is a two-year-old mixed breed large dog, and his adoption fee has been reduced so he could find his forever home sooner. He's looking for a home that's super active because this guy loves going out on long walks and new adventures every single day. If you're interested in meeting with Skipper, please visit our website at kwsphumane.ca.
All right, and speaking of which, we also have an adoption event coming up. Is that right?
Yes, it's on June 1st at both Stratford and Kitchener locations. We have reduced adoption fees for all of our adult dogs. Cats and small animals would be at the same adoption fee, but you know what? All of our animals will be in the center. You can come, meet, and adopt the same day.
And the great thing with the adoption event, you can drop by, again, the Stratford Center at 125 Griffith Road, Stratford, and get some details, get some information. And these adoption events have been proven quite popular. Is that fair to say?
Yes, it is. Yes. We're trying to host one every month, and we had one last month as well, which was quite successful. So, yeah, come out, visit our center.
You bet. The adoption event is for June 1st, and again, 125 Griffith Road, Stratford, or you can call 519-273-6600 for more details, and of course, their website, as we mentioned, kwsphumane.ca. Well, she's off to a flying start, Nasreen, with Stratford Perth Humane Society, where there are weekly chats and weekly updates. Nasreen, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having us, Jamie.